This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli politicians Sunday inched closer to forming a coalition that would end the era of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Politicians opposed to the country's longest-serving leader were in intense talks ahead of a Wednesday night deadline as a ceasefire continues to hold following the latest deadly military conflict with Islamist Palestinian group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu faces trial on fraud, bribery, and breach of trust charges, which he denies, and he has held on to power through a period of turmoil with four elections in under 2 years. But after an inconclusive March vote in which Netanyahu's party gained the most seats but again failed to form a government, former TV anchor Yair Lapid is now trying to build a rival coalition. It follows weeks of escalating tensions between Israel and Palestinians, including a deadly 11-day exchange of rocket fire from Gaza and devastating Israeli airstrikes, initially appearing to leave Netanyahu more likely to hold power. But political scientists at Hebrew University told AFP Sunday Israel is now, quote, closer than ever to a coalition of change, adding Netanyahu is in a desperate position. The UN rights chief voiced alarm Sunday at deadly clashes in the Colombian city of Cali, calling for an independent investigation and accountability for the violence, pointing to reports that 14 people have died since Friday amid massive anti-government protests in Colombia's third largest city. Michelle Bachelet says a swift investigation and resumption of dialogue is needed. Her comments came after the Colombian army a day earlier tightened its control over the city of 2.2 million after clashes pitted police against armed civilians. This is VOA.